because I think it is being compressed to be sent over the internet.
Really shouldn't be, because I'm talking to the internet also from my note to your note over there, so it's not compressed.
That sounds good. Reasonable fidelity to that, sir. That internet connection. One of these days we're going to find out what's going on with that choke. It's a bit of a fooler.
Well, I would say this, as far as that thing goes, if anybody out there listening wants to test a good choke to a bad choke, put on any kind of test they want to test, I still have the bad one, didn't throw it out, and I can take a good one out of another wrecked power supply that was quite wrecked recently, and I can compare the bad one to the good one. Because I'm very curious myself, actually, what the difference possibly could be, but I can't take the repeater I have out of service to use that as a test supply right now. A test source of my test supply that I have. I'm not going to take that one apart. That's my test repeater, test source for testing strips themselves without going up a repeater site. So, I only have two of them working right now. I got a third one, I'll have a spare, and then I can do some other stuff with it.
And I think you said that roughly a quarter of an ampere, 250 milliamps flows to that choke?
Well, approximately, because the final tube's an 8072, and those things don't run that much current. You try to run, more than that, you'll burn them up. You're running about, typically about 650, maybe 720, yeah, about 650 volts, 660 volts, I think, is the nominal plate voltage on this thing, maybe up to 220 to 250 mils, depending on how hard you load them.
Okay. And then the real question is, does a good choke start up at 14 Henry's and go down to 5 Henry's when you put 250 milliamps of DC current flowing through it? Someday we'll find out. There's no big hurry on that. That choke will be around a while.
Of course, the choke will be around, so will we. So someday we all come up with the answer of what it is. Because I'm sure it's happened to somebody else out there, too.
I sure wish you had some kind of an oscilloscope by which you could see the waveform coming out of the bridge rectifier. Because if there was anything funny going on with the bridge rectifier, where one half of the wave is coming out with a different voltage than the other, no, that wouldn't explain it. Because you didn't change the bridge, you changed the choke. You changed the choke and the bad problem went away. And yet every measurement we've done on the choke so far says it is not super bad. Just a little bit mysterious on too much inductance. And that doesn't hurt. If I had a real good power supply, which is rated for a quarter of an ampere on its choke, and the power supply design requires 5 Henry's minimum, and I put in 50 Henry's, except for running into a weird 60 hertz or 120 hertz resonance of the voice, except for that craziness, it would work like a charm.
The power supply had about 20 volts of ripple when I jumped out the choke, by the way. I had my correct DC voltage, but I had at least 20 volts of ripple running on top of the voltage. Actually, I do have a scope. It's an old BMK scope. I haven't run it in about probably 10 years. I don't even know if the damn thing works anymore. It's a really, it's a junk scope. Maybe it's good as high as 10 megs or something like that as far as resolution. I mean, for this kind of problem, it's probably, it'll probably do. You know what it is? I'm very afraid of hooking the thing up and blowing it up by doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. And all it takes is a millisecond of being wrong to be very, very sorry.
I guess you're saying the BNK scope is solid state and you're afraid of overloading the front end?
It's absolutely solid state. That's right. That's correct.
Out of curiosity, is it also battery operated?
Nope, it is a line operated scope.
Since it's solid state, is there a way you can plug a battery into it and float it at the high voltage?
Well, I could be, I could be very creative. I have an AC, a battery operated AC source that I could plug the scope into, and it would run the scope for probably about 20-30 minutes, something like that. one of these portable power packs you carry around that gives you 110 volts out of the jack. I do have that. What are you thinking? I should plug the whole gizmo together, pull out the entire scope and everything, don't touch anything, and actually be able to make a genuine measurement, huh?
You could do that, but be careful if you attempted to touch one of the knobs on the scope, because the little set screw coming out of the plastic knob is going to be hot with high voltage.
Yeah, that's right. It definitely would be. And you're really convinced that you think something with the phase angle is changing in the power supply, or something else with the relative amplitude of the ripple. You really think that's part of the problem, huh?
I just know in cases like this that if you can see the waveform involved, and if you know how to interpret it, with a high percentage of the time, it'll give you a clue as to what's going on.
I don't remember if I took a measurement of the ripple voltage under load. I have to look at my notes. Maybe you should look at your emails, because whatever I measured, I wrote that on a piece of scrap paper, and when I composed the email, I sent all the stuff to you. So if I did measure the ripple voltage of the band choke in the power supply, I would have sent it to you.
Okay, later on tomorrow, I'll look at that. Something I've got to go do, so I'm going to leave you. Happy power supplying. KQLAW.
7-3 is Dick. Have a good night. Let me get your wire clear.
Reflector 9126, link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the New England Reflector 912.
Channel 6.
The time is 1:23 a.m. 73. And good night from the W2BL repeater.
Don't complain. Uncle sound mics when you work those extra hours, so you can grab more of it out of his out of your pocket.
And to you, it's T-Mobile.
Pick it up. This is KA2NCD here.
Roger, name here is Nico, November India Kilo Oscar, on the way to work, right now on the Cross Island. Over.
Roger, handle here is Vinny. I'm sorry, I didn't get the handle there. Changing lanes. And handle here is Vinny, and we're on the Meadowbrook heading north. Going to Queens. We have Keith in there as well. I'm not sure, but there'll be somebody else in the morning show that will know. I'm surprised they weren't on already. I'm sure they'll be filtering on momentarily. This is KA2NCD. At a comfortable Mach 70.
Yeah, Roger. I'm on the 850 actually right now, so and I was able to open it from the New Jersey side of the Hudson River. I live in Tenafly and I commute to Opak, so it'll be interesting to find out if I can reach it all the way.
I wouldn't doubt it. The P has got pretty good coverage, especially since our technicians we have tweaked everything. Vince?
Yep. And you should make it all the way. You should hit it from Tenafly to Hopog. He may be on the fringe of Hopog, but you might have to go to the other repeater for that one. The other link, but pretty much you should be able to you should be able to access it. It might be a little difficult from Tenafly, but from the GW bridge you shouldn't have a problem at all.
And 2 Alpha Sierra Sierra.
Good morning, Greg. Pick it up and give it to Nico.
Yeah, Nico, you'll reach it full quieting from Hopog. Especially, they tweaked it, like the other guy said, over the weekend. I'll tell you, I hear it all the way in Manorville. I could hit it from Manorville. I could key it up. But I would come in all staticky. So I'm on the 375. But when I'm on the LIE, I usually don't switch over to the 375 until, like, exit 57, which is kind of a little bit past Hopog. So you'll make it all the way. Over to you, Nico.
Roger, thank you for that. As I said, I installed a new antenna on the weekend, the one I had on Friday. I ran some SWR on it, and it was scary, so I threw it in the garbage and got myself a new one. Still operating a 15-year-old Radio Shack mobile, 2 meters, and I'm going to leave the window open and the radio on the dish, and if someone takes it, will give me a reason to buy a new one.
Ah, very good. Always nice to have an excuse to get more ham radio stuff. Good morning, Greg. What's going on? That's shaking. Vince?
Roger. Wow, making some good time this morning. And, I used to always be at the county line by 6 a.m. It goes to show you how slow I've been lately, but it looks like I'll be at the county line by 6, so I'm making good time. And hopefully won't be such a bad day today, I hope. And looks like it's a little cloudy right now, but enough rain we've had. We'll turn over to Greg. This is KA2NCD.
Yeah, Nico mentioned a Radio Shack radio. That may only be 25 watts. He may have a little bit of trouble from Hopog if it's only a 25 watt radio. If it's a 50 watt radio, you'll make it. I'm not sure, but most of the Radio Shack ones I've seen are 25. Do you know the output of your radio, Nico?
Yeah, it's a 242 model, and when I put the watt meter on it on the weekend to check the other antenna, it was showing 45 forward.
Oh, okay. 45 watts. It's more than enough, for sure. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good myself, Vince. Traffic's light. I'm at Mach 7.6, so cruising.
And the kicker is everybody else is either in front of me going faster or behind me kind of up my butt. JC2KSK. Vince?
Watch out. Well, there's no happy report. There was no radar from where I got on to the county line right now. So, it's smooth sailing. Over to you, Greg.
Did any of you guys make the ham fest over the weekend? I stopped at it.
Nah.
It was okay. Over to you, Nico.
Okay, I'm on coming on exit 40 on LAE. Exit 42, I exited the northern state. It's moving nice in both directions, actually, which is surprising. I was going to go to the M-Fest to buy an antenna, but then picked it up locally in a store in New Jersey and went to the M-Fest in, I believe, 2 weeks in the Westwood High School, the Barra is running. Over. This is N2UHD 480, by the way.
JC, 2TJC.
Breaking station recognized. Didn't really make out the call sign. To recognize. I wouldn't go to the ham fest. Picked up an antenna. You probably could have got it for a lot less. And what kind of antenna did you end up getting, Nico, when it gets back around to you? Breaking station, go ahead and pick it up. It's Keith, KC2KSK. You can pass it over to Vince.
Okay, I got an Annaly dual vendor, which I'll be hoping me to junk the 2 meters and get a dual vendor rig.
Because I need some wire and a Valium. I was hoping to look for those two items. So those of you who went, how was it? Was it worthwhile? Did they have a lot of little boots? Lots of used stuff? New stuff? I really got to make it out. It's too bad they're only once a year. And when's the next one? I have to look at ARRL, see when the next one is. I think it's Vinny. Over to you, but I'm not sure, so whoever is next, please take it. Call is KC2TJC.
Yeah, good morning, JC. You both stepped on one another. I'm going to turn it over to Nico, and Nico will turn it over to Greg. We'll turn it over to JC. I think that should be the rotation. I'm going to go to the Ham Fest. The next one is the Lime Walk in June. It's outdoor by Briarwood College. That's over in Bethpage. Recall the day you go to the website of Lime Walk. It's in June. Outdoor. That's when the next flea market is locally. Anything else? Check ARRL. This is KA2NCD. Over to you, Greg.
Alpha Sierra, yeah, I got a quick landline, I'll be right back on.
You go pick it up.
Huh? I guess that's N2EB. Yeah, I was waiting for Greg to come back since he went. I was waiting for him to give me a response on that. Let's see if N2EB made it.
Nope, didn't make that. I was too busy roaming the streets of New York City yesterday, enjoying Mother's Day, or celebrating Mother's Day, and enjoying it also. Very nice. I think Greg was the only one that made it, but he said it was... Okay. Keith?
Okay. topic. I'm still not awake yet. I didn't really get enough sleep. I didn't get a chance to get a cup of coffee. Beyond me. I actually got out of the house a lot earlier than what I usually do. No excuse. I should have swung by Dunkin' Donuts and got a cup of coffee. I have no idea who to pass to. I know we have Vince, Nico, Greg, John, me, that's everybody. Now, the question is, who's next? Vince talked, John talked, I talked. I don't know who the other person was. I think it was Greg. So, Vince, go ahead and I guess you pick it up. You can set the rotation.
Well, I think I should have passed over to Nico. Nico will pass it to John, I guess. And then John shall pass it to JC. And JC will pick it, pass it to Greg. Greg will pass it to you. And you will pass it to me. I think that's it. Except after Ankita, there will be somebody else clamoring in. This is KA2NCD.
Okay, enter UHD back. Sorry if I tapped with someone before. I'm on the northern states now. Someone asked me before on the antenna. I just installed, already had a mount with a UHF connector, so I bought antenna to feed that, not to change the whole thing. I got an Annaly, I don't know the number, but it's a dual bender with 2.5 dB gain on one and 5 dB gain on the other. And I don't know who I'm passing it to, but whoever is after me, please pick it up.
This is Eddie P.
Pick it up, Gary. This is KA2NCD, and I guess you can pass it over to EB.
Good morning, all. John, your files work. They're installed. And I don't think the camera's installed, but supposedly there's one approximately 3/4 mile from my house. The first one I come up to. I've already located two according to it. So we'll see which other ones I find today. John?
Great. So I think it's... I spoke to my son yesterday, saw him while he was working in the city, actually both sons, he was telling me that, yeah, it tells you like 3 times or something, the voice, and then it, the icon comes on, got it through that, yeah, on your usual commute, you see what's going on. It's pretty good. I'm on the Cross Island going south, headed towards the Bell Parkway this morning. Gotta do that trip today. Vinny told me to give it over to TJC to get it. This is N2EB.
This is KC2TJC. Good morning to you, Gary. I'm actually going to sign off and move on to the other side, to the 70-centimeter side. I'd like to know what camera system that is and how to patch in. I thought it didn't need any files or it didn't need to install anything. So it must be something different. I'll listen out. It's Greg, N2ASS, if he's back.
Yeah, I'm back. I just had to quickly have a landline over there. as you guys talking about camera system. So I figured you're talking about that GPS thing in your car that tells you where the cameras are. I'd love to know how that works too.
Very easy. I'll chime in since I'm going to sign. I have the GPS with it on my radar detector, and it does it, all it does is put the database in, and you, when you get to that location, it'll tell you. And every month you upgrade it, and they, you know, keep up increasing the database. So that's how it works on the GPS. And with that, we're going to say 73. This is the dumper, KA21CD. Have a good one, everyone.
Goes to... These people should really learn how to talk on a round table. Oh, man. Very poor. You have to listen. I have no idea who it goes to. He just drops it. So I'm just going to... What is that? Everybody just does that? Unbelievable. Anyway, yep, database. Yeah, Gary, I opened that up, one of the files, and it is like, the comma, what is it, C? Separated, comma separated, something or other. But it is like a database, almost like an address book. TJC?
JC went over to 440. CSV files are readable with Excel, and that's what the file you can read is. And Greg, I got the files from John. It's a series of three files that you plug into your GPS. And on mine, what it does is three things. First, it puts an icon on the map of a stoplight. Any place there's a red light camera. Second, within 800 to 1,000 feet of the camera, a tone goes off that sounds like a doorbell. And the third thing, right across the screen, it says red light camera approaching or something like that. I've located two right near my house already, and I believe that there's one in the city that I will be passing later. John, keep it in rotation. It's up to you.
Hey, what about Greg? I think we're skipping him.
Yeah, I'm on the landline with the boss, so the phone is getting a little ridiculous this morning. I'll be back in a minute.
I don't know the rotation now. I was always giving it to TJC, but now he stepped out. So who's in here now? Is Miko still here?
Yeah, Roger, enter UHD Nico, approaching exit 42 on the northern stage.
Okay, so let's do a rotation. John, you'll give it to Greg when he comes back. Greg gives it to Miko, Miko to me, and I give it to John.
Yeah, it's another guy that just drops it without passing it off. Unbelievable. Yeah, we'll have to brush up on our practices. I noticed that with this group of amateurs that are coming on board, they don't pass it off. Unbelievable. And is Keith still here? That's another question that I have in my mind. I was supposed to give it to Greg, but he's talking with his wife, so goes to Miko, I guess, or Keith if he's still here. Think I'll leave a pause in case Keith still there on Zent tweeting.
Morning, John. Morning, Gary. Morning, on boys. I'm tired. I'm just going to sit on the side and list. Otherwise, I'm going to mess with the rotation, which I'm sure I probably already have. Anyway, I'm shot. So I'll just be listening, guys. I want to say hello. Good morning. And, John, you told me to pass it over to Nico. So I'll pass it over to Nico. And I thought it went back to Gary, but I don't know. You said Nico, John. So that's where it's going to go. Nico, go ahead and pick it up. And I guess you can pass it over to Gary. And if that's wrong, Gary, you can jump in and correct John. He told me the wrong thing.
Did we lose Nico?
Okay, enter you in.
Switch over to 147375 positive shift, same PL. That'll link you into this repeater and we'll have better reception. John?
All right, just ask JFK, Keith, if you're listening, and all roads that lead to in and out of JFK are doing quite well. If you're going that way, I don't even know if you're coming or going. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Anyway. It's past the exit 18. So great. My son also gave me a little gift yesterday, a little mount and external antenna. Which you can mount internally on your back window and run the wire up to your GPS. He showed me his setup in his company's vehicle that he has. So. Anyway. I'm going to start planning on using that also. That sounds very good. You have to let us know about that third one, Gary. And, I don't know. I was passing it to Miko, but he sounded terrible. Otherwise, it goes to Gary. Miko? Still there?
Yeah, Roger, I switched to the 375 repeater. Sounded better, so I hope I make the repeater better. I'm at my destination and want to thank you for the go around this morning. And I'm actually doing it every morning, so I'll probably see some of you tomorrow. I want to wish you all a good day. And then the UHD mobile will be clear.
Much better transmission, Nico. Keep that in mind the next time you're traveling. 7-3. And, Keith, if you're still listening, 7-3 to you. John, we don't have to worry about a rotation until Greg comes back, because it's just the two of us.
Yeah, I was thinking of that myself. I said, well, there goes another one. So that's it. When I travel this way, I'm usually on for quite a bit. I'm doing 40. My coherency streak crossed Cross Bay Boulevard. Just passing out underneath it. And, yeah, went into the city, upper west side, and, there's a nice restaurant there. Very pleasant. And then we spent time, in the park, and, a police car pulls up, comes up on a PA as we're walking down the sidewalk, and I hear, you people lost over there? You guys need a ride somewhere? And I look over, and it's my son. So, he was doing the, I think he was just filling in because he's in the Bronx South Task Force, and, I said, what the heck are you doing up here? He says he was just filling in for someone that was out or something like that. So, and he knew we were going to be up there, so he wanted to go up in that area. Sure enough, he caught up to us, and, he walked with us a little bit in the park area, and then he had to get back. That was fun. Gary?
So, John, you said you added the Nassau County traffic lights, or did it come through in the file? What happened?
Yeah, I know I had something in there, Red Light Camera USA or something like that. It was some sort of, you know, I went on POIfactory.com. It's a bunch of POIs. They, you know, like, you know, the Bank of America, where are they? Great supermarkets, where are they? You know, that was where I was in the areas and stuff. So I left them in there. Then I, you know, when my son came up with this one, I said, well, how am I going to add? I'll just add to this. So the RLC I just added, that he gave me the first time. Then the second time around, he gave me that second RLC, and I said, you know, it coexists. So I said, let me copy or save as, and I just changed the name to RLC underscore new, something like that. I don't know what that, you know, something, you know, different. And I added those, and I added the speed, I guess the, what do you call them, speed cameras or whatever, that I never even knew we were going that way, but I guess that they are from somewhere. And, so now that you, on the main menu, when you look at the POIs, I scrolled through it, and I found it. I found, you know, red light camera, RLC, RLC new, speed cameras. Well, they're all there. Let's see what happens. I don't know. I got to try it out. I got to look this up.
Yeah, I've got all three in mind also. And I got them the same way, RLC, RLC new, and speed camera. And interesting, I kind of answered one of my own questions to you when I did the installation. When you do the manual installation, as a result, you can set the proximity warnings. I had all three. I added the files into that folder one set at a time, and every time that I ran the loader, it added the files, all three of them, as so I figured, okay, now I got to write down the proximity distances. So I have a little notepad file in that same folder which says what proximities I should have set for each of these three files.
Yeah, and then you're going to add probably more more to that, you know, as you go on. And then whenever, I notice that whenever you add something, it goes through the whole thing again. So it's good that you wrote it down. Yeah, visit that. I think I did answer your question yesterday, but it was like I got home late, like 10:30 or something like that. So I said, let me just you know, see what's on. And I saw you came up. Yeah, so the visit that this site, I don't know, the there was two websites, the other one I forgot. One easy one was POI Factory, and they were giving out, you know, a lot of them are not that great, but I think there was another one that had a camera that, like, you know, they don't all give it though. Some of them want you to add something or, you know, bring something over to the website before they give you that camera. I guess this is very popular, I guess. So, you know. And, you know, you could add. I think I gotta give you this one, maybe. I have it. It was, 2-meter repeaters. And, so in the area that you're in, you could look up those POIs, and it'll tell you the distances, where they are, and what the distances are. You know, and of course, one of them was Glen Oaks, and it said 140, you know, 6850. So that's pretty cool too. That's the way to go. I was talking to Carl, I said, with these coordinates people give you, like for Aries and Races, they should just give you the longitude and latitude. Gary?
So that 2-meter one, it'll tell you the frequency of any 2-meter repeater in the country? And what is it, to just flash on the screen when you get within range of it? How does that one work? I'm curious about it.
Yeah, actually, I didn't do that one. I mean, I did that. I put it in, but I was just clicking on the POI manually, and then it tells you how many miles or whatever. And I think it's for the all of the United States. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure, but. But I guess you could set that up also. You know, you put in, well, how many, what are you going to do, put in that, so many feet? Yeah, 5,000 feet. So, I don't know. I don't know what you could do. I don't know how many miles you could do ahead. It's all in feet, but how many feet? I didn't do that. I just put down 1 foot or something like that. You know, because, like, and then, like, the Bank of America thinks the same way. Like when I was vacationing in Myrtle Beach, I said, what is it, if I have to get to an ATM? So I pressed on that, and I just saw the ATMs, which one is the closest one by feet. I guess it comes in order like that. It tells you where it is. So I really don't have to know while I'm driving where it is. Just where I am vacationing. So you could do the same thing with the 2 meters.
So what happens? You, if you're stationary, you just flip over to points of interest and click on that point of interest, and it'll show it on the map. Is that the way it works? Because I never tried that.
Yeah, I think it's defaulted to whenever you press POI, it's defaulted to where you are. But there's another button that says nearby, like that, and you can put it in another location. So, say if you're you're vacationing somewhere, and you want to see what the where the 2-meter repeaters are, you can put down nearby, and then you can type in an address or whatever, and then it'll come up, you know, the miles around, you know, the repeaters in that area, I guess. So I was, like I said, I was vacationing in Myrtle Beach, and I just pressed on. I didn't have to do anything alternate settings. I just, you know, it's default to where you are. So while I was stationary, or I was sitting in my room or something like that, I wonder where this is, you know. But now this works. It's pretty fun. Coming up to, I gotta get over to the right here. This Stillwell's coming up.
KC to TJC.
TJC recognized. And 2ZEP here. You gotta get to the right, I gotta get to the left, because I'm switching over to the expressway right now. TJC, pick it up, hand it over to John.
At first I thought you gentlemen were talking about a regular GPS system. What GPS system are you talking about that tells you that much information about amateur radio towers, what their location is, and what their, does it tell you what frequency and what their PL tone is? Is it something that, is it a feature that you updated using like a spreadsheet that's available online? Or is it a GPS that's built around the likes of amateur radio operators, and that's why it has a an extra little program that has that data in it? N2EP?
Yeah, it's any GPS has, well, it's Magellan, Garmin. They all have points of interest folders or whatever. You know, they connect the GPS to the computer, and you can download those files. And as in your travels, you could, like for the new meters, I wasn't doing it in proximity. I was just like, wherever you are, you go to that PO file, and it will tell you where it is and how many feet. Because it's like, when the deal is like, the POIs are primarily for if you're vacationing somewhere and you want to know where the nearest whatever, mobile station or supermarket or fast food place is, you know where they are just by its interest. Somebody made one for 2 meters. I'm going on ADTL. I hope my reception is okay. Gary, over to you. N2EB.
John, you're fluttering a little bit, but I got you. You know, it'd be a handy thing to have. The 2 meter repeater one. So you said POIfactory.com, huh? All right. I guess it is a way of uploading new maps to these things also, using the same process, but it wouldn't go into the POI loader. It would have to go into a map loader of some sort. TJC?
The GPS system that I'm using is very... It's not the best. I never tried to update it. I never bothered. It has software. I couldn't even say where it is anymore. My wife doesn't trust it. I myself don't trust it all the time. As a matter of fact, it makes me nervous. Let's see. If I put 100, if I gave it 100 uses, it was wrong 10%, which is high. And not because it's, the maps aren't dated or updated. It's a relatively new system. It was very inexpensive. It was a gift, actually, from Kia, my in-laws. didn't purchase a Kia at Kia. Instead, they got a Dodge. But they were giving away these things, and they gave them away. They don't know what to do with it, so they gave it to me. It does save me time. But the couple of times we did depend on it, it took us to a different town. And it's also very capricious in its own way. It wants you to take a certain route, and that's it. That's all it wants. It yells at you if you don't.
That's right. That's right. It gets mad. It gets annoyed. That's because you can either do shortest distance or shortest time. Send you different ways. Send you by the highway or gives you like all these side streets. Yeah, sometimes like I put it in, but I know how to get there in the area faster myself, so it keeps going recalculating. Anyway, I'm going to back up against the fence. It's a different fence altogether, but I'll say 7-3. Gary, over to you. Take care. And Sweetie.
7-3, John, and thanks again. TJC, I've got a Garmin, and it does the same thing you're talking about. If I want to take a, like, for example, I was going up to Palisades, New York, a couple of weeks ago, and it routed me across, you know, through the Cross Bronx and across the George Washington. And I know from experience you don't want to go anywhere near that on a Friday afternoon. So I went up the Bronx River. So what is it telling me to do? It's telling me to get off at the next exit, go over the overpass, and come back down south on the Bronx River to get back to the Cross Bronx Expressway. It took about 3 exits before it realized, I ain't doing that. And then it finally took me over the Tappan Zee.
You know, mine behaves like a donkey, too. The only thing is, you have to... The other day, we wanted to get to an address on in Queens, on Continental or something like that, 71st Avenue, 71st Street, Continental. I was just a little unsure. So I plugged it in, and it kept wanting to take me on to, 678 to Van Wyck, and like, like the Cross Bronx. You don't want to be anywhere near that thing. So I think, you know, I almost was halfway to Jersey before it realized, oh, it's, you know, it's going to stop taking me to the Van Wyck. But, I don't know, somewhere out deep in Queens, it finally realized that I no longer can take the Van Wyck, so let's recalculate. I usually just shut off the volume on it because it's annoying. The other annoying factor with mine is if you accidentally touch the screen, it stops doing follow me mode, like you know, kind of like a third person shooter. If you ever played a video game like Doom or something, and you have like God view, it switches to another view, and forget it. You have to pretty much almost program the address in. And my wife doesn't like it because it actually did send us to Jersey once, and she was coming in from the Bronx. She followed it, and it took her to Jersey through the New York route. You know, upstate New York, where it's close to Jersey. So she was almost in tears. She did not want to be in Jersey. Back to you.
Well, what I'm using it for right now, I don't have it in direction mode because I know how to get from my home to work. But I just have it on, and it's just showing me my location at all times. And because of the files that John sent me, which are point of interest files,